I'm just going to attack every guy like I would attack whatever DB. They obviously have a lot of talent, a lot of speed, athleticism in their secondary. Kind of goes through the safeties, but Rhodes is definitely a respectable guy. Guy I've been battling with since I've come in the league. It's just about doing what you do and just maybe alter it throughout the game, depending on leverage and different ways guys are playing, but pretty much the same week to week.
Is the fact that these guys, a lot of them, have been there 3 years, 4 years, five, 6 years, they've been in the system, is that what makes them one of the tougher defenses you'll face so far?
Well, yeah, I mean, that and just the fact that they know how to play ball. Each guy out there, you know, plays a crucial role in that defense, and they make it run pretty well.
Devontae, what are keys to a successful two-minute drive, especially on the road?
Well, just situational awareness, knowing how many timeouts you have, knowing when you can get north, when to get out of bounds, different times like that. By getting north, obviously get the ball and get upfield, get as much as you can. When you have more timeouts, you generally want to do that and get as much chunks of yardage as you can. Just being aware of the defense that they're running, knowing what their tendencies and coverages they do. That way you can be a step ahead of the game, kind of how we were last week with Aaron giving me a route on the back shoulder that we first started with at the beginning of the drive. Just kind of knowing what they're going to be in gives you a little bit of an advantage.
How do you feel? After all you've been through coming out of the game, do you feel all right?
Feel fantastic. Feel great, man. Feel just like I did all week, if not better.
Coming off a game like that, do you expect extra from their defense on you, and do you adjust the way you play?
I mean, I'm not adjusting anything. I'm going to go out and do what I do, just like I said before. I'm a B-man coverage and, you know, find the holes in the zones and do what I got to do. I got to go out and make plays regardless whether or not they game plan for me or not. That's not up to me. I don't see the scout report, so I don't know. I guess we'll see when the game gets here.
Devontae, Aaron was talking about kind of a team has to know how to win. You guys have overcome double touchdown deficits already twice.
Yeah.
If you're in that situation again, does this team know how to win? Does having had that experience translate to doing it again?
Yeah, I mean, like I think I told you guys this a few times. Winning and just playmaking is contagious. So, and it's kind of a learned thing in this league. It's tough to win games, and when you play teams like the Falcons and you have a loss, you can even pull things from that can make you better the next week. Because we still almost come back from that game. We just kind of ran out of time at the end. So, it's just about just knowing, kind of having that. What's the word? Experience with it, and I think this team has been through so much and kind of had to come back from some times, and we go into that mode where we got to have it. We just need to come out with that at the beginning of the game, and then it's a little easier to win then.
Is it still dangerous that you can't get into that situation though? Even though you think you can come back, you don't want to be down.
You don't want to be down two touchdowns, especially not late, but I mean, if we can do it and win, can't apologize for a victory regardless.
What concerns you most about that building, Vikings Stadium? I know you guys were there last year.
Yeah. It's pretty loud in there. It get pretty loud, but it's not anything that we, haven't dealt with before in Seattle. Atlanta was pretty loud too. Arrowhead gets pretty loud, so it's something that we. The field's a little different too, so it's just some pregame adjustments, getting out, getting used to the footing, and it's a lot that we've dealt with before.
Just winning games against Cincy and the way you did against Cowboys with backup players. Make this offense feel like maybe a little ahead of schedule as to problem solving in the middle of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want your guys going down, but when it happens early, you kind of have a more of a chance where it's not so, you don't have to really panic because you have the time to adjust, and I think that kind of helps out the smoothing out process of figuring out which guys to plug in. I know the running back room has had to deal with some of that, and you learn more about other guys that you don't even, you may not have known, and you may have got something wrong before. So I think that room has Aaron Jones stepping up last week. Obviously, it says a lot about his game, and maybe they didn't even know because he didn't have the opportunities before, and now he got those, and he's taking advantage of them.
This is kind of off topic a little bit, but the team is known to take care of their own players, even during the season, with the bye coming close. Your two sides, Packer side and your agency, talking about contract extension yet, has it gotten to that point?
Not really worrying about that. My thing is just head down and just keep playing. All that stuff will smooth itself out, and it'll work itself out when it's ready to. But right now I'm just playing ball, and then when it's time for that, we'll do it.
If
football question. You guys are number one in the red zone. What makes you guys so successful inside 20 yards?
Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we run good routes and we do what we got to do out there. But when it comes to executing in a crucial time like that, you kind of get raised up to the level of play that he has, because you just used to, you know, going out there playing fast, and you know, he can see so much that he pretty much tells me what's about to happen, and it makes me be able to play faster. And that's really what this league is about, just being able to play with confidence, play fast, and having 12 back there helps that out a lot.
Are you happy you got the center spot on the t-shirt?
Yeah, that's how it was supposed to be all week, so I had to slap Cobb and make him get in the front, because I didn't want to lead the whole deal. It was Jordy choreographed the whole thing, so I told him he should have gotten the front, but he didn't want all the shine for that, so we let Cobb get it.
Who made the shirt?
500 levels made it and sent him to us, so we got a few for the team around here now.
I think Aaron asked for a large, by the way.
What's that?
I think Aaron asked for a large.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if there's any left. I don't. He wouldn't wear it anyway.
Did you say that was Jordy's idea?
Yeah, Jordy came up with the idea to do this. So when you talk to him, give him a hard time about it.
All right. Yeah.